Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. You. I'm looking right at you.
Me?
You.
You're
yes,
looking at me?
You. You come on today and you're like, hey, Monday, yay. And I've figured out. And is it because you slaughtered Pokemons like crazy? You didn't say one thing about your Pokemon event. Nothing.
Oh, it wasn't like a huge event or anything, Vinny. It was just it was the Heracross raid day. It was just exciting. I did get a shiny, so that's, you know, good news. People are looking
You scored
for
a shiny.
Scored a shiny. I'll probably trade that off to someone who didn't, you know.
Oh.
So I'm filling up my shiny decks, you know.
Oh, so you have other shinies.
Catch them all. Well, not other shiny Heracross. It's the only one. But once you have it, it sort of checks that box off in your...
Oh, you don't need to keep it. You just need to have caught it.
Yeah,
and
some people are like freaks for shinies. It's all they care about is getting shinies. And I'm like, okay, well, you can just have my shinies. They're already checked off in my Pokédex.
Oh.
An index of Pokemon.
Did John join you on this adventure, or were you solo?
We did battle together. We did complete our 20 raids. That we were able to do. Your friend Jim, I saw him quite a bit. We invited each other to various events, and he responded, or we responded to his invite. It's nice.
Ah, I see.
Good, the guy, he's very into this.
My friend Jim was he's now a businessman, but he was a pro skateboarder. He's like the coolest guy and knows all the coolest people. And he... I mean, I'm glad for your Pokemon adventures, but when I found out he also is a Pokemon guy, I just went, well, there it is. The guy uses emojis. Yeah. Remember I told you, my cool friend Jim uses emojis, so I know it's okay
guy,
to do.
Huh?
He's
yeah,
the
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. Right.
And then now he's a Pokemon guy. I'm like, oh, well, I mean.
So you're like, you're telling me cool people do this too?
Yeah.
Not just nerds like Sarah?
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty active on there. It's I don't know, it's fun. It's a dumb thing, but it's a very nice distraction from
it's not
the
unhealthy.
Real world. Well, you are walking around, so that is...
It's not cigarettes, it's not booze, and it's not drugs. It's healthy.
It's expensive, though, if you really play. If you're playing all the time. If you're a kid, you're constantly asking
expensive.
Your mom for money. Yeah.
Wow.
I
raid passes.
To be free. I mean, oh.
Yeah,
what?
It be free?
You can play it for you can play free. Have a great time with that. You can.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Why.
In fact, weirdly, like they changed a bunch of rules about it recently and charged more for things and cut down on how many of them you could buy. I'm like, why don't you just charge more and just let us keep playing at the level we were? I don't know how they feel about money, but they don't seem to. But then they increased the price for like tickets to things. Hi, everyone. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What's important here is that you check out the Alice 973 Instagram page. Stay connected. Follow our Instagram. All kinds of little behind-the-scenes things here at the station. We have a good time with the Alice 973 Instagram page. And I also want to mention, it's very important, you guys. Situation critical. Get the Audacy app. Audacy. I know you hear me blabbing about this all the time. Vinny's talking about we're all Audacy. You know, you get the Audacy app and suddenly you'll find yourself, you'll turn the thing on, you go, Audacy. And you'll know why. Because you'll be like, it's everything I ever wanted in an app. A, it's free. B, it's spelled funny. Audacy. And C, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you have got to get the app. This week, Tay All Day, a streaming experience that includes custom content from Taylor Swift herself. And then, when her album comes out, it's actually midnight Eastern time they're doing this special on the 19th. So this, like, Thursday night into Friday morning at midnight. But because we're West Coast, we're going to get it early, 9 p.m., just be on the Audacy app. It's so important. It's an album release special. It's called A Meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. It's very exciting. It's a big deal. Audacy.
Can't wait.
Just get the Audacy app. Please. I'm begging you. It's important. To me.
All right.
To all of us.
We'll do it.
Please. Thank you, Vinny. I appreciate that. All right, let's head over to Coachella, shall we?
Thank God.
Yeah.
I need to know what the party people are up to.
Yeah,
really
well,
badly.
I wish I had a special answer for you, but man, everybody does it in their own way. That's not how you rage at all, but other people, totally. The big No Doubt reunion went down at Coachella on Saturday. They had a great time. They sounded great, and they were, in fact, joined on stage by Olivia Rodrigo. Almost like a torch passing, like one cool punk rock chick to another.
I almost don't know if she's old enough to understand what a cool thing that was for her.
Does that make sense? I hope that she is, and I hope she understands how
who Gwen was in alternative rock at that time in the 90s. I have to guess that Rodrigo wasn't even born.
Oh, no. She's
at
like
that
20.
Point.
Well, yeah. She might be 21 by now.
So
she
wouldn't
21?
Know of
no way.
That moment in time firsthand, but Gwen was one of the coolest women in alternative rock or music in general.
She broke ground. There's no question. For God's sake, she had a hit, Just a Girl, where she, I mean, it's just, it's so, just spells it all out.
She is 21.
Oh, 21. Goodness. Audacy.
21.
Yeah. Voice of God. So Olivia Rodrigo, she jumped up and did Bathwater with them. It's live phone audio. I don't know that you wanted to play any of this, but it's exciting. Oh, here we go. So this is Gwen. You could turn this up. And now she's on stage. They're doing it together. Everyone's excited. I'll tell you, the stage at Coachella is very impressive. We're so far back watching this video, you cannot see the band, except that the video screens are like giant drive-in movie screens. They're curved. They wrap around. It's quite a setup. It's really cool.
I saw a picture of, and I don't even know who the lady was, sitting on like a lawn chair on the stage looking out at the audience. And it was a daytime show. And it was still that sea of people that you just can't believe are all in one place at one time. And that was daytime. And I couldn't name the artist. So I imagine the night was...
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is definitely
spectacular.
Nighttime.
Yeah.
During the day, I'll bet you that you can't see the screens as well. And, you know, at night, this is just visually... It's so stunning. I mean, these wraparound screens, they're just incredible. Oh, this person's only like halfway back. They just turned around. And there's so many people behind them, too. So here are some other notes from the weekend. Renee Rapp She's the chick who stood up and escorted Drew Barrymore off the stage when Drew Barrymore's stalker walked in during an interview session there. Remember Renee? So Renee Rapp, she was doing a set. She's an actress, but she's also a kick-ass musician. And Kesha jumped up on stage with her. She got up there. Kesha did her song TikTok, which I love that tune. I think TikTok is just such a great song. You know, it used to start, I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. And now she says, I wake up in the morning.
For Kesha!
Oh, here we go. Wake up in the morning like F. P. Diddy.
Oh, is that what she said?
That's what she said.
I only heard a beep.
Yeah.
Right.
These two, though, they look like they could be sisters. They're just having a good time. Renee Rapp and Kesha hanging out together.
I know this. I've seen Kesha live, and that chick rocks.
She... I know every time she comes up, we talk about this, but man, I thought to myself when Avril Lavigne finished her set at Winterland that year, I went, oh, poor Kesha. That's going to be a very tough act to follow. And I thought to myself, well, we'll stay for a song or two and we'll head home. And instead, Kesha came out with the song, I'm a Mother, Father, Woman, and blew our freaking mind. Like, from the get-go, she had us. Mm-hmm. I think we all stayed for the whole set. I was like, I really need to stay. I'm a woman.
I loved the exactly. Not nearly too handsome dancers. I loved the whole thing that she had going
they
on.
They were the best. The dudes in pink. Just fun. Just perfect. Billie Eilish was a surprise guest during Lana Del Rey. It's like Billie Eilish is like if Lana Del Rey was on speed. You know, the two of them together are just kind of the perfect match for each other. They did Billie's Ocean Eyes and Lana's Video Games, and here's what it sounded like.
Started?
I thought I was watching Billie sing the whole time. No?
I don't know. I'm going to go get a beer either way. Oh, I don't drink. Oh. You're right. I'm still going to go for a walk.
There you go.
Cool stage set, though. They're just the two of them, like, sitting on a balcony, like in Paris or something.
No, I'm sure they have a huge audience. Combined, they have the whole audience. So,
incredible.
I'm sure it was great.
And, man, they sound absolutely great. So it's a lot of this stuff. I mean, we're putting some of it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but honestly, it is prevalent. You turn on any of your social media devices or apps, it's everywhere. Yes, Taylor Swift and Travis were there. Taylor, who knows the words to every single song that's ever been written, just watch her at an awards show. She's singing every song from the rap song to the classical song that doesn't even have words. She knows the words to it. I mean, she's amazing. So she loves to go to a concert where she doesn't have anything to do except have a good time. She's clearly a music fan. So they were all over each other, which is just fun. You know, they're really into each other. I'm happy for them. I was thinking as I was walking around this, I was actually thinking about Taylor Swift while I was doing my Pokemon event. And I thought, when's that going to fizzle out? And then I thought, Sarah, you're too jaded. Maybe this is forever. Maybe it didn't go too hard, too fast, too hot, too burn out. Maybe it's forever. I wish them the best. They seem super happy in some of this stuff. The PDA is real.
I think any more forever might be an unfair ask, but I hope they have a good run.
Yeah.
Yep. Good run, whatever that may be for them. I don't know. But forever... In that world?
That would be saying something.
Yeah, it might be too much to ask.
By the way, we're looking at a video. It's up on in front of us. And there's, you know, you're just sort of looking at what's going on, some of this music going. And then suddenly somebody in a green cap gets popped right up with her drink because she always has a drink. I'll tell you, we're going to know she's pregnant when she's not holding a drink or when she's holding a water bottle or something. Like, that's going to be the dead giveaway. I was thinking about her this weekend. As I mentioned, I was Pokemoning and thinking
this
about
is her
Taylor
first
Swift's
boyfriend
relationship.
That can lift her up. Is that what you were thinking?
Well, this is the maybe this is she doesn't date huge guys generally speaking.
Right,
she's little guys. But this guy picks her right up. Travis Kelce picks her up like she is a feather, and then he puts her down and goes, "Hey, you okay? Hey there, little lady. You
all good?
Right?" Yeah. But I was thinking about that one line in her song. I have this dream. My daughter-in-law kills me for the money.
All right.
You know, so she's clearly in this scenario. She's had a son. The son has married. They all hate her. She's laughing up at them from hell, that kind of thing. And I thought, oh, you know, she's of an age and she wants this. She wants to marry and have children. And she finds this all-American boy, this Travis Kelce. And they're making it happen. I just, you know, I hope it goes well. I wish happiness for everyone. I think I wish everyone had just a great relationship. Anyway, they were there and he's lifting her up and she's drinking and they both have ball caps on. They're adorable. Speaking of public displays.
Out amongst the people too.
Oh, I'm sure that's probably, I see a dude facing the other way, which makes me think he's a bodyguard of some kind.
Yeah, it looks like
security. I'm thinking they're in a VIP area.
He doesn't look as tall because he's standing next to Travis Kelce.
I know, the guy looks sort of regular size. Yeah. But Travis Kelce is like, yeah. But you know when everyone's facing one way and there's people facing the crowd and kind of and keeping their head on a swivel that right. they are, they're he's in charge clearly. Of, you can't get anywhere near this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I'm sure. Although he could be his own bodyguard.
He can handle
I guess,
his, yeah, right? his own.
Kelce, are you kidding? That guy is a giant and we forget. Every football play could send you to the hospital.
Yeah, every one of them is like getting hit by a truck.
And he's a dude who goes in head first. He is an absolute bruiser.
But he's allowed to be distracted. He doesn't have to keep his head on a swivel because he's got that guy standing back to back with him. Right. And is there a guy on the right, too? I'm pretty sure they're surrounded. Like, there's... It's hard to see.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
But there definitely seems to be a rear face... Oh,
but
no,
he is the one guy who could say, oh, yes... I could protect her.
Right.
Without
yes.
question.
I would fold my body around her and I would protect her from whatever happened.
We got people
happened.
To do that so I don't have to face the lawsuit. But yes, I could handle any situation.
Right. Right.
Crunch.
So, weird little clip of video. I don't, look, these people are friends, I'm sure, and everything's fine. But it felt a little stingy to me. As you know, sting is when he takes a shine to someone, he likes to rub up against them and explore their body with his fingers. We have firsthand experience. Well, I don't, but Vinny does have firsthand experience with things getting a little stingy. So you tell me, this is Justin Bieber being grappled from behind by Jaden Smith.
Oh, okay.
Who then swings around to the front to get
a sting story?
I know. I was about to get so goddamn jealous.
Okay, you got to zoom in on this though, Brittany, because yeah, I know Vin is looking at a very small screen. So, Jaden Smith is Will Smith's son, Willow's brother, Jada right. Pinkett Smith's kid, Jaden. He is he's behind Justin Bieber. With his arms wrapped around to the front of him, he's kind of a wide-legged stance, and he's rubbing back and forth against his butt. Then he comes around to the front to get we missed the kiss. We missed the kiss here.
Did you? Well, it was right there for me. I watched it. All right,
and I don't know what Justin Bieber has in his hands, but he's lit something on fire.
Oh, he's definitely smoking a dupe.
Okay, all right. You know, his wife, Hailey Bieber, she was... I don't know if she's at this festival. She might very well be, just not in this group of dudes right here. But she was showing, I don't know if it's festival gear, but she had a phone case that had a place on the back, like a little gripper, and she had a big fat blunt stuck into it.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, is that... And then in another shot, she had like a lip gloss jammed in there. So I'm not sure if it's just like whatever is shaped this way, you put it here. But she had a blunt going, or she had a blunt in it at one point that maybe is the exact one that Justin Bieber's trying to light right now.
Mm.
But and just the hugging and kissing is legitimately loving.
That's something that, you know, good for them.
Yes.
They're best buds or something. Not everybody has to be uptight. I'm uptight. I'd be like, I don't even want to kiss some hot chick who's a friend.
Right.
Like, I just, eh.
Well, they're probably all stoned and it's just a bunch of bodies.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, I try to keep boundaries between me and others and, you know, I'm only, it just seems weird. Like, all right. But they're, you know, doing their thing. They're
Justin's not bothered by it. It's almost like he just tries to end the humping with a kiss. Like, hey, just get over here. Let me give you a kiss and we'll just like there's some humping. Then there's some like, why are you humping me? Then there's a turnaround, a little snuggle kiss. And anyway, it just looks affectionate. It's fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tyler, the Creator, he headlined one of the nights and A$AP Rocky, Childish Gambino. He had a bunch of guests on there, actually. Paris Hilton, Crash Vampire Weekend set. She got up there on stage with them and they played around a cornhole like in the middle of the set. Okay. Grimes.
Paris Hilton. All right, Grimes.
So,
She just goes on stage and plays cornhole in the middle of their set. And these passengers, they're just cornhole the whole time.
She
Hilarious.
Does look incredibly hot. I mean,
yeah, she is.
She's Paris Hilton the whole time. Okay. So then Grimes.
I don't know what that says about them. I feel like. Guys, you just put out a new album and you're at Coachella. Play your music for your fans, you weirdos.
But, yeah, right. We're here to have the experience, Vin. We're going to do it again next weekend. And this weekend, we're going to, you know, we brought a hot chick up to, you know, pitch some cornhole bags into the cornhole board.
All right.
We don't understand it either, but good times. So Grimes, this is Elon Musk's ex. I think she got two of his kids. She had some major technical problems during her set. In fact, it sounds like it ruined it.
I have some audio for you, but you tell me if you can make out what she's saying.
Okay.
It's obviously live from Coachella.
Now, hold on. I'm going to tell you this much. As I looked at stuff from her this morning, she's a chick who has a DJ gear rollout, and she's the only person on stage. Do I have that right? Or maybe there was like a drummer guy kind of in the background.
She's an electronic music artist, right?
Right. So she's singing into a mic or yapping or whatever noise she's making with her mouth.
Right.
She's also doing this DJ stuff. Okay.
That's right. With a CDJ usually. All right. Here it is.
A CDJ as in CDs?
Yeah. Usually you put in a CD and you can actually spin those too.
Okay.
Yeah. Here it is.
She's melting down and they don't understand that, do they?
She's melting down in this set. And it's so I have a statement that she put out on Twitter and it says, I want to apologize for that. Oh, by the way, I don't know if she's got like a massive tongue piercing, but she has the most serious lisp. Maybe she just has a lisp. I don't know. But I was watching, I was trying to like listen to her voice and so I could do my impersonation of her. And she's got this big lisp that's going on the whole time. So she's on Twitter now talking about this set. And she's got it, you know, they're doing this again this weekend. So she's got another chance to make it right. She says, I want to apologize for the technical issues with the show tonight. I wanted to come back really strong, and usually I always handle every aspect of my show myself. To save time, this is one of the first times I've ever outsourced essential things like record box BPMs and letting someone else organize the tracks on the SD card, etc. I had a bad feeling beforehand not having run everything through the CDJs myself, and though I flagged it, I wasn't insistent. The big lesson for me was a mix of, one, if you want it done right, do it yourself. Number two, be a C next Tuesday, even if people feel bad. Number three, probably pretend it's fine and engage with the crowd rather than spend a whole show slumped over the desk trying to fix software when you're meant to be entertaining. I will personally organize the files next week. I will not let such a thing happen again. I've spent months on this show making music and visuals. Admittedly, I'm not in the best mood. Anyway, and she goes on and on, but mostly she's talking. I thought she was a genius. Didn't we hear she was a genius? She was like, I was trying to do math in the middle of the set. Anyway, she's asking you to please forgive her. Love always. Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We forgive you.
Sure.
You into her?
No. Are you into her?
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure she's fine. I don't, her music is really not for me. I don't really know any of her songs.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt that your son would know what she's talking about and would also say,
right.
I do shows where I have these files and this and that, but your son can also pick up a GD guitar and rip.
He can.
And that's kind of where I think there's a difference. But maybe, you know what? Maybe Grimes could have done something else. I don't know. But to
maybe,
hear her
right.
talking about files for a rock show.
Yeah. Well,
not for me.
I know. It's a whole new world, though, Vin. This is a lot of people. These are the shows they're doing.
And the kids will love her. And that's the way it's designed. My mom and dad did not love my Descendants record. They did not love my Circle Jerks. They didn't love it.
Nope.
They would listen and go, what is that crap?
What are the lyrics? Where's the story they're trying to tell?
Isn't it the best? And they'd be like,
It's not. No. The answer is no. So maybe this time next week I'll have another story for you about this coming weekend's Coachella. But
hope
now,
it goes better for her. I'll tell you this. I understand the feeling of being in front of an audience and feeling and having technical difficulties that you have no control over that aren't your doing. There's another person, but you can't really point at them because you're on stage, and now you are stuck.
Yep.
Ouch.
True that.
I know that feeling.
Yes. That is it's like a nightmare feeling.
You know it too.
Oh, I certainly do. Anyway, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I have fast facts, healthy condiments, airline tricks, and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Beautiful things that I've got.
Wouldn't you love to see Benson Boone live? Oh, we got tickets to go. This is crazy. Listen to Jane all this week. Every day this week at 5:05, she's going to give you a keyword. You text that back to 20357. That's our contest text number. And you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see that guy, Benson Boone, on May 1st at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's happening. Fremont Bank, sleek new flagship branch. at 39150 Fremont Boulevard is open and ready for you. The building is at the heart of the revitalization of downtown Fremont, and it boasts some state-of-the-art features for you to gaze upon while banking locally. Stop by today. Visit FremontBank.com for more info.
I like it.
Kill it! All right, here's what's happening. Partly cloudy today and cool. A nice day, really.
Sounds now, perfect.
We have breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
What is going on?
Protesters have blocked I-880 in Oakland, forcing closures of all lanes. The Golden Gate Bridge is also blocked in both directions. Protesters, angry over the war in Gaza, blocked an East Bay freeway and the Golden Gate Bridge this morning. I do not have eyes on the scene, so I cannot tell you if this has been broken up. This is the first report I got of it, and I'm passing it along.
Okay.
So hopefully it's timely.
Wow.
But what I'm hearing is all lanes were blocked. Northbound Interstate 880 south of 5th Street and Embarcadero were blocked. There are about 40 officers at the scene. And they also say that protesters closed down northbound and southbound Highway 101 at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow. That's going to nut things up.
And that's their plan, for sure, is to nut things up. Yes. According to authorities, a U-Haul truck brought out barrels. This was the move they used in Santa Cruz. The UC Santa Cruz students did this. They dropped barrels out of a U-Haul truck, and the protesters chained themselves to them. The U-Haul truck left the scene after dropping off the barrels. They say all southbound 880 lanes are open, but traffic was moving slowly. But both sides of the Golden Gate are blocked. So that's the latest I've got for you. Big rigs are being allowed on westbound 580 while 880 is blocked. So if you're a trucker, you would know that's something you wouldn't normally do, but you can right now. Okay?
Oh, boy.
There you go.
That's, I get that you want to keep this top of mind for people, and people are incredibly upset about this situation. I just feel for the people who are just trying to get to work or just trying to get some to their dream job interview that they're now not going to make it to.
Whatever thing, exactly.
Whatever
right.
damn
or
thing.
Or someone's sick and needs help.
Or needs
help
to get to the hospital. Having a baby in a backseat because they can't get to the hospital in time.
Again, I'll repeat it and then I'll move on. Protesters have blocked I-880 in Oakland, forcing closure of all lanes. Golden Gate Bridge is also blocked in both directions.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's the headline in the Merck News from minutes ago.
Sheesh.
We move on.
Okay.
Real quick, there's no basketball today, but the Warriors are in the playoffs. They have a one game. Got to win this one. In Sacramento tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Make your plans to be on your butt in front of your TV cheering for the Warriors.
Make it
go
so.
Warriors.
Go Warriors.
It is tax day, April 15th. We've had some weird tax situations in the past with extensions and all this stuff. So
yeah,
feels almost like the first normal time where the 15th is the day. Today's the day.
I think you're right. I think this is actually the first time in 4 years that it's been like, that is the day and we're doing it that day and you're doing
right.
it.
A few national chains have tax day food deals.
Oh, that's nice.
Buy a dozen donuts at Krispy Kreme and get a second dozen for just the sales tax.
That's cute.
Grubhub has a $15 off deal for April 15th. I guess if you spend at least $25 and use the code TAXBREAK on qualifying orders, that's limited to the first 1,000 people who use it. So get your breakfast.
Right. That's a good deal.
It's a good deal, but 1,000 people go quick.
Very quick.
I feel like most people do that now.
Uh-huh.
The Grubhub, the,
yes.
the delivery, the...
People pick a delivery service and then they're like so into it. I don't do it because I have kids and I can go, hey, get whatever app and get the food delivered. It's so convenient.
Oh, so you do it.
I don't do it, though, because I don't have the... I'm like you with the Uber. I'm like, hey, don't you have DoorDash or don't you have whatever the thing is, Caviar or something?
So when I lost our rental car key.
Yes, yeah.
And it finally occurred to me that there's no getting this key back. I was like, can you please just call Uber and let's get out of here? And the missus was like, we're not walking away from that van. And I'm like, oh, if I only had the app. I was caught.
But your phone was in the car. So
oh,
you,
that's
you,
true, too.
Even if you had the app, you were... Yeah, I can picture you breaking a window, though. Yeah, someone stole it. I don't even know what happened to it. They broke a window. And
I don't know about that, but I definitely just felt like there's no salvaging this situation. It's a rental car. We're not going to get them to bring us another key.
Right. No.
So it's a tow situation. Let's just get out of here. Have them tow it from when we're back home at the pool. Yeah. Such a dummy. That was
it
my
happens,
bad, everyone.
It,
I did
you know,
that.
It's right.
Well, how about a fast fact?
Okay. I'll take it.
Fast. American tax dollars mostly go to social services. Social Security, Medicare, health, income security, veterans benefits, and education. That accounts for 66% of federal spending in roughly that order.
Yeah, that's good news.
An estimated 13% will go toward defense spending. Another 13% will repay net interest on government debt. Mm. And 10% will fund other functions, including agriculture, energy, and transportation. And I guess all that money
seems
we
like
loan out.
Seems like a very small amount.
I think we take loans out to loan money to people. So we say, hey, Ukraine, here's some money. We'll take the loan and give it to you. And then...
You're welcome.
And then I don't know what.
And then
sriracha.
Our kids pay the price. Oh, I love sriracha. Mm.
Has a rooster on the bottle because why?
Mm.
What does that have to do with it?
Mm. Well,
it's because
I was
the
make
guy
a, something about a hot
no
rooster.
I shouldn't have cut you off.
Totally,
you're really good at that, and sometimes it's even accidental, and then people are like, "Whew." Mm. Warm in here.
Boy, it's like I just ate some hot sauce or something.
Sriracha has a rooster on the bottle because the guy who created it was born in 1945, which is the
year of the rooster. How fun. You're the cock. Ga-doodle-doo.
Nice.
That is what it is, actually. It's
yep. When Samsung started in 1938, it was a trading company that sold dried fish, groceries, and noodles.
Oh.
It got into electronics in the 1960s.
Oh, well, that was the right move for them. Dried fish, not going over it the way it used to.
You know, I think I have their TVs all over the place.
Samsung is it's a thing.
Huge.
Huge.
You know, the old, I'm in Costco. What? A giant TV is only $300. That's
load
crazy.
It up. Back the truck up. Let's
do
this.
I'll take it.
I want the biggest TV. Yeah, give me one for the ceiling.
Can I fit that in my van? I'm not sure.
I don't know. If I take it out of the box, maybe.
Yeah, tie it to the roof, maybe.
Oh, perfect. That's great.
The three healthiest and least healthiest condiments.
Oh. Well, ranch has got to be the top of the least healthiest, right?
They didn't even include ranch because I think that's supposed to be salad dressing. But...
Oh, they're like, well, at least you're having salad. I get it. Okay.
But I'll just give you the list as they've written it here. Someone asked nutritionists to name the best and worst condiments for our health. The top three for each include these. The healthiest, mustard, salsa, and straight vinegar.
Oh, okay.
Vinegar might be number one because it's good for your gut and adds a lot of flavor without adding salt, sugar, or fat. Except
just
it's
tangy.
Vinegar the whole time,
it's
vinegar.
Well, you want that, a little bit of vinegar.
Mustard also has little to no sugar, but it's got salt.
Mustard is so good, though. Mm.
The least healthy, mayonnaise, ketchup, and barbecue sauce. Mayo is the worst of all because all the saturated fat.
Well, it's just, what is it? It's like eggs and oil or something, right? It's crazy.
And ketchup and barbecue sauce, they say, are loaded with sugar. You can get those with less sugar, though.
Even Heinz has a no sugar thing version. Mm-hmm. And it tastes super ketchup-y.
Well, yeah, you hope that you're... I've seen the people who do this thing where they take fries and they scoop more ketchup than fry. Why bother with the fries then? I mean, fries are... Shouldn't you taste the fry?
I feel like the fry is the main component in the...
Right, the potato.
Fries
and
with
the
ketchup, right. None of it's all that great for you.
No, but I mean, if you're going to let yourself have fries... I don't know. My bad.
Yeah.
Do what you want. An airline agent told a passenger their checked bag was a half pound too heavy, but suggested I could let this go if you tip me. The customer gave him $5, and now they feel wrong about it.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
People are obsessed with how tipping culture is out of control. And it does. I've always, even since being young, because I really didn't have any money through most of my 20s, I just didn't know what was necessary. And I definitely met people when I worked at the La Costa Resort who knew how to slip you a couple. Hey, kid. You know, the handshake. And you're
right.
Like, someone put money in my hand.
How did this happen?
That's incredible. These are guys with money, though. When I was working at the La Costa Resort, a 20 to them was nothing. And
right,
so
to
I'd
you,
be
it's
like
oh 10% of what you made that day. Hey, did you, of course, hover around to see if any of the people who were sliding you 20s needed anything? Isn't that part of the...
No, I didn't do that kind of stuff.
Oh, you didn't? You were just like, oh, thanks for the money. See you later.
No, there was this kid that worked there. We were all like, God, that guy's so weird. He would go in the shower with these guys and help them. And we'd be like, what
help
in
them
the...
What?
I don't know. That's what, you know, I guess...
You want your back scrubbed?
I guess he would wash their back. I don't know, but I mean,
oops,
that guy...
I dropped the soap? Like, what
I
do
don't,
you...
I'm not suggesting that there was anything happening untoward. Sexual there. I don't know what was happening, but there was a guy. I'm not going to say his name out loud, although, who cares? But
just
either way...
Say his first name.
Ronnie. He was a guy who was... he would... Follow these cats to the shower. I don't know if it was to dry their back or wash their back or what. But he definitely got the most tips.
I'll bet he did. That Ronnie.
Oh, no. An airline passenger says they were at a United ticketing... Oh, they say the name.
Oh.
United ticketing counter at Newark, New Jersey Airport last week.
Newark.
Newark.
The agent said, your bag is a half pound too heavy.
Half pound.
The agent said, don't worry, I don't see anything, and gave them a high five. The customer thought they were getting a nice break, but then he said, you can leave a tip right here, pointing to a spot on the counter. The customer said, are you for real? And the guy said, yeah, I'm for real. So they left $5.
Oh, my.
They said they didn't care at first, but later it felt weird, especially since they were pretty sure their bag was not over in the first place.
Oh.
They said they don't know what happened, but they weighed it when they got home, and it was 44 pounds. I don't know what... I didn't know there was a weight limit on that.
Oh, yeah. They weigh... When you go to the counter and they're going to put the tag on your bag, it's because they're weighing it. They weigh the thing. It shows it right there. Usually you can see what the bag weighs.
Oh.
I don't know what the limit is.
United hasn't responded, but I have a feeling they'll be able to, since they've named the airport and the brand of airline.
Just watch the security tape.
It might be, someone might be in trouble. Like where
they should be, too.
Appears.
That's
they
so
probably
like...
look, they can probably look up that guy's flights, too.
Right.
And be like,
right.
Oh, we know what time you were going through here, too.
Sure. Everything's on camera now. That guy is a scumbag who just wanted some money. And probably that's not the only person that they did it to. That's just the one story we've heard.
They told us, see here, This story has gone wide now, and people are saying if this happens, you should just ask for a supervisor. I don't know. Do you really want to make trouble at an airport? You are.
I don't want to.
Their world.
I just want to get on my flight.
Security,
$5. Like, you got it. Here you
go.
Yep.
$5 is $5.
$5 is $5.
Get me to my seat, please. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Although I see that you just noticed the clock.
Sorry.
I loved it. Like,
tipping
what was that?
Is way out of control. This person goes on to say too many words.
I love words.
Tipping culture is way out of control. I'm sorry, I'm at a food truck. And the minimum is 20%, showing 25 as options is a joke. I hit custom tip accordingly. Well, I mean, they did bring the food to you in their truck.
And also, they haven't given you the food yet. That's the thing about tipping on counter service. You kind of have to, because you're effing yourself. You know, you tell the guy who's about to make your burrito at the burrito truck, screw you, buddy, here's a dollar, when they wanted $2.50 or whatever the 20% was. You're taking the spit content into your own hands.
Well, I want to believe no professional would ever do that.
Yeah, we all want to believe
the world,
that, Vitty.
But what I would like to believe is, for my tip, is that I get a nice mix of meat, beans, cheese,
right.
No spit. Oh. And so I'll pay extra to get that, you know, their best effort.
Right. Right.
Spit. Nobody spits in food, Sarah.
Okay. Right. Not if you tip them 25%, they don't.
Golly. What's coming up in the trash?
Chris Stapleton / Caitlin Clark and Dua Lipa.
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.